Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, yeah, good afternoon. 8-3, the final score. Royals lose again. A familiar plot to this one. Some good, more bad. The bullpen allows some runs. Same story, different names, same finish. There was some good, there was more bad, and the bullpen once again allows some runs. Today it was 4 earned runs, and it's loss number 75. Royals fall 46 games below 500 for the fourth time in franchise history. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Again, 913-586-7610. You had 4 different Royals pitch in with multi-hit afternoons. And again, some good signs from MJ Melendez, from Michael Massey. But as a team, they went 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Now, that sounds bad, and it was bad, but only one of those at-bats was big. Just that first inning at-bat, bases loaded, 2 outs, Freddie Fermin. That ball, Gap Williams, he pops out to the second baseman. That's the end of the game right there. Not saying that Freddie Fermin lost the game, but Alec Marsh gives up 2 runs in the first, another in the second. Jonathan Heasley gives up 1 in the third, 3 more in the fourth. Game over. Royals, every other opportunity they had with runners in scoring position, they were behind on the scoreboard. Every single opportunity. And those 1-for-12 I just mentioned, 11 of them, they're behind on the scoreboard. A majority of them, they were down by 6 runs on the scoreboard. Now, this one comes down to pitching. Yes, 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position jumps off the box score at you. But this, just like this season, just like most losses on the diamond, it all comes back to pitching. Talked about it earlier today on the On Deck Show. It's to say that Alec Marsh, who's now 0-5 with an ERA in the 7s, is your most intriguing pitcher, the most interesting starting pitcher currently in the rotation. Right, you're 46 games below 500. Save me the 30-year-olds. Jordan Lyles, Zach Greinke, appreciate your work, but I'm not all that interested in you right now. Ryan Yarbrough, I mean, you've done a pretty nice job of building up some trade value, so I'll give you that. But he's, you know, 30. Brady Singer turns 27 in a week. So the only young starter currently in this rotation is a guy in Alec Marsh who has given up 9 home runs in 5 starts. He has strikeout stuff. The strikeouts are there. 27 strikeouts in 23 innings in those 5 starts, but 9 home runs, 14 walks, and an ERA in the 7s. It always comes back to pitching. And you know what? I'm going to pose this question to you. You can respond on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. You can call me up, 913-586-7610. That's the number both to dial me up or to shoot us a text, 913-586-7610. I was asked this question because every year the Royals award the Bruce Rice Pitcher of the Year Award. Last year, Brady Singer took home the Bruce Rice Pitcher of the Year Award. Deservedly so. Brady Singer was fantastic last year. Scott Barlow won it in 2021. Just looking through the history, I see Kevin Apier's name in here multiple times. Dan Quisenberry, the only person to win it three straight seasons. Wade Davis got it in those two championship seasons. There's been some very good pitchers in this franchise's history. All of them awarded the Bruce Rice Pitcher of the Year Award. I was asked this question. I'll pose it to you. Who wins the Bruce Rice Pitcher of the Year Award this year? I'll tell you what. I thought it was obvious, and then I changed my mind about 10 minutes in. And then I changed my mind again. To me, there are three names in the debate. 913-586-7610. I don't want to give you my answer just yet. I want to hear the names that you, who would you award and say is you're the best pitcher on the 2023 Kansas City Royals? Who is that? Text it in, 913-586-7610. Again, the Royals reach 46 games below 500, 104 games into the season. Last time, or the previous record for reaching these depths this quick, 2018, it took them 116 games. Royals 12 in front of that pace, on pace right now to lose 117 games, 11 clear of the franchise record. They lose today. They drop the series in Cleveland. They come home to open up three with Minnesota on Friday, and then three with the New York Mets starting on Tuesday. Royals lose 8-3. It's a 1-5 road trip. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Here's the pitch. Melendez drives it deep down the right field line. Forget about it. A line drive missile home run for MJ Melendez.
Yeah, there you go. Jake Eisenberg on the call as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. MJ Melendez with home run number 8. A solo blast there in the ninth inning. Royals lose 8-3, but MJ Melendez in 12 games since the All-Star break has 6 extra base hits. He's hitting 289 with an OPS just shy of 850. 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 8-3 loss presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Let's go to Guy from Lee's Summit. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, Guy?
Hello, Josh. I'm just one of your Kansas City loyals, always calling in to your great show. I love the show.
That's very nice of you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I just got concerns we're going to get into the dog days of summer, August and September, and like every loyal, I want wins. I want wins, and I don't even know where to start with this. A little shout-out to Quintaro. And I'd love, well, first of all, I read the article on Sherman today in the Kansas City Star. You know what? I believe in him. He says he goes to every game. He doesn't like the losses. I don't like the losses. I like it. He's got vision. I do. Now, Quintaro, do you really want to be known as the worst manager in Kansas City Royals history? We got to get some wins. And for me, a personal shout-out is really thinking outside the box. I love Greinke, Hall of Famer Greinke. Let's make him our closer. You know, be a Schmaltz, be a Neckersley. Maybe we could do that. We were losing a lot of close games.
Yeah.
I would like the hitting's good. We out-hit the team today and we're losing.
Yeah,
we're just not doing some little things. I mean, I want some wins. If we're just doing evaluation, that's Omaha stuff. And like you said last week, I want Freddie Fermin in 3-4 days a week. I want him in.
I
want him in. No ifs, ands, or buts. He's a catalyst. Salvi, I love you to death. If you get traded to Houston, I'll embrace that. Otherwise, be our DH. But I want some wins. We can do this. The
we're all looking for wins, guy. Yeah, I mean, we're all sick of the losing, you know?
Aren't we, though, Josh? We are.
Man,
and we can kind of fix it, I hope. I'm not sure where I'm going with your phone call.
No, I understand. I'll pick it up. I'll take it. I'll take it from there. I'll run with it. Yeah, I don't think there are many wins forthcoming over the course of these final 58 games. Hopefully next season. Hopefully 2024. Boy, there's got to be a lot of roster turnover. That is the key phrase, roster turnover. That is my only focus this offseason. You made us watch this for 162 games, calling it an evaluation season. Well, prepare to abide by the results of that evaluation season. Because again, you're on pace to have not just the worst season in Royals franchise history, but one of the worst seasons in American League Baseball history. Royals pitching today allows 8 runs. They've done so in more than a quarter of their games. You understand what I'm saying? Once every 4 games, the pitching staff's given up a snowman. And yeah, Freddie Fermin, you saw it again today, on base 3 times. Fermin has multi-hits in 4 straight games. He's hitting .342 in July. You know what? Forget July. Just look at his season. 120 at-bats, he's hitting .303 with an OPS of .848. I'm not saying he's the future behind the dish, but he's giving you a quality at-bat. Now, I understand the difficulty of this is Salvi wants to play. And you can put him at DH a couple of times a week. Edward Olivares, sorry, and maybe it becomes easier once the trade deadline comes and goes. You're no longer showcasing Edward Olivares, maybe no longer putting Nicky Lopez at first base. Maybe Lopez, Duffy, Olivares, 1, 2, 3 of them are moved prior to Tuesday's trade deadline. Maybe that opens up DH for Salvi a little bit more. But the only way that Fermin's going to get in there 3-4 times a week is if Salvi gives Matt Quatrero the thumbs up of, you can DH me 3 times a week. I don't know if Salvi's willing to do that, and I don't mean it like Salvi's being selfish. The way that Salvi, the captain, views this is the way that most great leaders view it, great Hall of Fame warriors view it, and that is, we're 46 games below .500. If I start going on the IL with a hamstring injury, right? If I take, even if maybe I need the IL, if I start taking these DH days, what's that message to the rest of this clubhouse? I've said this before, I'll say it again. Salvi persevering through the aches and pains and the nagging injuries that you know he's dealing with, him persevering through that right now, to me has a greater effect on that clubhouse and these young Royals, even greater than Freddie Fermin playing more or another young bat getting extra at-bats at the big league level. The example being set by Salvador Perez is something that all these guys in the clubhouse will take with them for the rest of their career and also for the rest of their life. I mean, the way they're performing right now, I don't know how long a lot of these guys have in the big leagues. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Barry in Prairie Village. You're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, nice talking to you. I know it's got to be tough. I'm not so concerned about talking about today's game. And the previous caller made a good effort. We'd sure love to see more wins, but Vern, my question is, I'd like to see improvement from now until the end of the year. Some of these players that we hope are going to be around in next year and maybe the year after, maybe when we get good again, My hope is that we see some improvement. A couple of weeks ago, Vern, I was hoping that this team could finish with at least 52 wins, 52 and 110. There's nothing to be proud of, but I was hoping for that. But to me, Vern, geez, I don't know at this point. But I think the biggest thing is, can we see some improvement with our young ball players? I'd love to see some wins come along. The bullpen has been terrible, but they've been worked pretty hard. You mentioned about a candidate for your Bruce Rice Award. I'm old enough to remember Bruce Rice. He did sports on Channel 5. He was pretty knowledgeable. He had a good following. What I'd like to mention to you, and I'm not trying to be a wise ASS, how about Aroldis Chapman? He was good enough to have been picked up, a couple of weeks ago, and we got a couple of players for him. So, he's not chopped liver, but at this point, unless somebody else really shines from now until the end of September, I'd give it to Aroldis Chapman. I'd like to mention one other thing to you. I happened to stumble across in some newspapers that I had from earlier this spring. I stumbled across our local fish wrap from Sunday, February the 19th. If I told you the article was Witt, speaking of Bobby Witt Jr., among 10 Royals headed to World Baseball Classic, wouldn't you think if we had 10 different players for different countries, like Salvi in Venezuela and Carlos Hernandez, but if we said we had 10 Royals head to World Baseball Classic, you'd think, well, we've got a little bit of talent on this team. And I have to say that, Vern, I don't think we've won any games we shouldn't have won. And I think Matt Quatero should come back. It's been a bad year for everybody. I don't know how he stays as level-headed as he does. I think he's a decent, man, and I think he surely would deserve at least one more year managing, or we'll see what he can do. But listen, I'm taking up your time, but I hope you don't think I'm a wise ASS for saying make, Aroldis Chapman the Bruce Rice pitcher. Thank you.
Barry, thank you for the phone call. A lot of great things that you hit on there. And ding, 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 ding. Yes, Aroldis Chapman, that's what I settled on. That is the correct answer. Aroldis Chapman is the 2023 Royals Pitcher of the Year, in my opinion. Not only what he did on the mound, but being able to garner a 25-year-old that has made a start for you this season and another body, another human being that is good at playing baseball. Yes, he's only 17, but you acquired both of those players for Aroldis Chapman. I started off joking that it was Chris Bubich. And then I said, okay, it's Brady Singer. He's answered the bell every fifth day. He's taken the ball. He hasn't gone on the IL. But boy, that's tough when he has one of the 10 highest ERAs in Major League Baseball. So then I went Ryan Yarbrough, just because of what he overcame. He took a line drive off the face and came back to pitch for this team. Give him an award. And then eventually, Aroldis Chapman. No, Barry, I'm with you 100%. As far as improvement, you hope to see improvement. I'm with you. You're hoping that MJ Melendez can continue this down the stretch. Hope we get to see more Freddie Fermin. Hope Michael Massey can keep it going. Massey with a 770 OPS since the All-Star break. I'm with you. What I'm also hoping for, as I said to begin this week, 3 wins every 2 weeks. That's all this team has to do. Win 3 games every 2 weeks, and they will avoid baseball history. They won't be the worst team in baseball history. They got 1 win. They need 2 wins before the end of next week. Can they do it? They only have six games, three with the Twins starting on Friday, three with the Mets starting on Tuesday. They got to win two to stave off history. They lose today 8-3. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
8-3, the final score. Royals drop the rubber game in Cleveland. The record falls to 46 games below 500. Brady Singer on the hill when the team returns to action Friday night at Kauffman Stadium. Brady Singer and Sonny Gray. 6 o'clock for the On Deck Show live from Craft and Draft. Hope to see you out there as we sweat it out this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Again, 8-3, the final score. The loss goes to Alec Marsh. One highlight pitching-wise today. Unfortunately, I got to go to AAA for that. Angel Zerpa, the 23-year-old lefty that he's going to turn 24 coming up in September. You may remember him. He pitched made three starts at the big league level once in 2021. Again, last season looked good, too, at the big league level, but missed the first 2.5 months of this season with a shoulder injury. Today, he put forth his best effort of 2023. 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. He allows just 3 hits. So there's someone that we could at least be intrigued by over these final 58 games. Because, again, Greinke, Lyles, Yarbrough, Bro, Brady Singer, you can get excited about certain aspects of their starts, but it doesn't, at least for me, I'm watching this team with an eye on 2025. Jordan Lyles and Ryan Yarbrough and Zach Greinke aren't going to be here in 2025, and to be quite honest with you, I don't know if Brady Singer wants to be here in 2025. Angel Zerpa, Alec Marsh, they don't have a choice. So I'm intrigued by that. I'm intrigued to see if they can be a part of the solution down the line. Let's go to Cody in Blue Springs. Cody, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a few points. First, about your thing about pitcher of the year, I'd actually go with Brady Singer because even though the numbers are, he's obviously been a disappointment, but any guy that's on pace for 10 wins on this team, and I mean, he does give Royals the best chance when he goes out there, and even guys like Carlos Hernandez.
170 innings he's on pace for, too.
Yeah, so I mean, I would definitely give it to Singer. One other point I'd like to make, the Royals, this would kind of be little league logic. Right now, their two best players right now are Bobby Witt and Mikel Garcia. Now, normally what you'd want to do is you'd want to put your two best players at two premium positions. I think Garcia is kind of getting wasted at third base. I would try one of them in center field. I mean, this is a year of evaluation and trying stuff. That's why we go out a little more out of the box. Why we put a more high upside guy that has speed and power, try him at center field, where basically since Kane's left, it's been a black hole. And when the Royals had their best success this decade, they had a guy that could hit in field and center field. So, and I mean, to go back historically, Robin Yount was a great shortstop. But then when Paul Molitor came up and was a shortstop, they moved him to center field, and he won some MVPs. So, I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, they got to try something. And my last point's about Salvador Perez. I mean, I was in favor of keeping Salvi for most of the year, great Royal. I just don't see it anymore. I think it's just going to get worse before it gets better. If they can get rid of some of the contract, while they can, they should. I love Salvi, but I just don't think he's having any positive impact on the younger players. I mean, he's obviously a low on base guy. He strikes out a ton. I just think it would be better served if they got a guy that Salvi's not the defensive player he was, get a catcher. Maybe it is Fermin that can basically call a good game, that can get on base, that has good habits. And I just think that's what the Royals need right now.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, Cody. Text line agrees from the 515. Vern, you're going on about Salvi's presence in the clubhouse. Well, his impression on the clubhouse has us 46 games below 500. No, I understand, and you're right. It's not likely to get better with Salvi as he gets older. Sounds to me, Cody might be the first person I've heard talk about trading Salvador Perez as a money dump. Haven't heard that yet this season, where it's just get rid of him, get rid of the contract. Cody, I don't think you speak for most. If they trade Salvador Perez, you better get something to hold on to, something that you believe is going to be at the core or somewhere near the center of the next contender. Someone that you believe is going to play a vital role for the 2026 Royals. Again, I don't see Salvi being traded prior to the deadline. This offseason, that's when I think most of the moves are going to happen. That's when the roster turnover truly happens, is this offseason. A center field, it's a fine idea. Bobby Mikel out there playing center field. I'm not against it. I am against doing it right now. That's something that going into the offseason, you say, Bobby, we want to look at you in center field. Mikel, we want to see you in center field. Add that to your offseason workout plan. When you show up to spring training, we're going to start working you in center field. Because as you've seen this season with MJ Melendez, asking a guy to learn a new position at the big league level is just unfair. But I understand your point. You want him in a premium position. Garcia's looked pretty solid defensively over there at third. Eye test, Bobby.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
8-3, the final score. Royals drop the rubber game in Cleveland. The record falls to 46 games below 500. Brady Singer on the hill when the team returns to action Friday night at Kauffman Stadium. Brady Singer and Sonny Gray. 6 o'clock for the On Deck Show live from Craft and Draft. Hope to see you out there as we sweat it out this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Again, 8-3, the final score. The loss goes to Alec Marsh. One highlight pitching-wise today. Unfortunately, I got to go to AAA for that. Angel Zerpa, the 23-year-old lefty that he's going to turn 24 coming up in September. You may remember him. He pitched, made three starts at the big league level once in 2021. Again, last season looked good, too, at the big league level, but missed the first 2.5 months of this season with a shoulder injury. Today, he put forth his best effort of 2023. 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. He allows just 3 hits. So there's someone that we could at least be intrigued by over these final 58 games. Because, again, Greinke, Lyles, Yarbrough, Brady Singer, you can get excited about certain aspects of their starts, but it doesn't, at least for me, I'm watching this team with an eye on 2025. Jordan Lyles and Ryan Yarbrough and Zach Greinke aren't going to be here in 2025, and to be quite honest with you, I don't know if Brady Singer wants to be here in 2025. Angel Zerpa, Alec Marsh, they don't have a choice. So I'm intrigued by that. I'm intrigued to see if they can be a part of the solution down the line. Let's go to Cody in Blue Springs. Cody, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a few points. First, about your thing about pitcher of the year. I'd actually go with Brady Singer because even though the numbers are, he's obviously been a disappointment, but any guy that's on pace for 10 wins on this team, and I mean, he does give the Royals the best chance when he goes out there, and even guys like Carlos Hernandez,
he's on pace for too. Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, I would definitely give it to Singer. One other point I'd like to make, the Royals, this would kind of be little league logic. Right now, their two best players right now are Bobby Witt and Mikel Garcia. Now, normally what you'd want to do is you'd want to put your two best players at two premium positions. I think Garcia is kind of getting wasted at third base. I would try one of them in center field. I mean, this is a year of evaluation and trying stuff. That's why we go out a little more out of the box. Why we put a more high upside guy that has speed and power, try him at center field, where basically since Kane's left, it's been a black hole. And when the Royals had their best success this decade, they had a guy that could hit in field and center field. So, and I mean, to go back historically, Robin Yount was a great shortstop. But then when Paul Molitor came up and was a shortstop, they moved him to center field and he won some MVPs. So, I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, they got to try something. And my last point's about Salvador Perez. I mean, I was in favor of keeping Salvi for most of the year. Great Royal. I just don't see it anymore. I think it's just going to get worse before it gets better. If they can get rid of some of the contract, while they can, they should. I love Salvi, but I just don't think he's having any positive impact on the younger players. I mean, he's obviously a low on base guy. He strikes out a ton. I just think it would be better served if they got a guy that Salvi's not the defensive player he was, get a catcher. Maybe it is for me. They can basically call a good game, they can get on base, that has good habits, and I just think that's what the Royals need right now.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, Cody. Text line agrees from the 515. Vern, you're going on about Salvi's presence in the clubhouse. Well, his impression on the clubhouse has us 46 games below 500. No, I understand, and you're right. It's not likely to get better with Salvi as he gets older. Sounds to me, Cody might be the first person I've heard talk about trading Salvador Perez as a money dump. Haven't heard that yet this season, where it's just get rid of him, get rid of the contract. Cody, I don't think you speak for most. If they trade Salvador Perez, you better get something to hold on to, something that you believe is going to be at the core or somewhere near the center of the next contender. Someone that you believe is going to play a vital role for the 2026 Royals. Again, I don't see Salvi being traded prior to the deadline. This offseason, that's when I think most of the moves are going to happen. That's when the roster turnover truly happens, is this offseason. A center field, it's a fine idea. Bobby Michael out there playing center field. I'm not against it. I am against doing it right now. That's something that going into the offseason, you say, Bobby, we want to look at you in center field. Michael, we want to see you in center field. Add that to your offseason workout plan. When you show up to spring training, we're going to start working you in center field. Because as you've seen this season with MJ Melendez, asking a guy to learn a new position at the big league level is just unfair. But I understand your point. You want him in a premium position. Garcia's looked pretty solid defensively over there at third. Eye test, Bobby looks more like a third baseman. Michael looks more like a shortstop. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for the phone call, Cody. The Drive with CDOT's coming your way next on 610 Sports Radio. Royals lose 8-3. I'll talk to you Friday from Kauffman Stadium. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.